$5.
What are you, a wimp? Put your money where your mouth is.
All right, $10. You're a sucker. You're gonna lose.
Get your turtle.
Okay, on the count of three. Ready?
One, two, three. Come on, Lightning!
Go down, Jerry.
Come on, Jerry!
Crawl! Crawl like the wind!
Come on, Jerry!
What are you doing? Baby versus turtle, sport of kings.
Come on, Jerry.
You're using our baby brother for sport? That is sick.
When he was asleep, we were using him for third base.
I'm gonna traumatize this kid.
Now, growing up in this household's gonna traumatize the kid. Beating the turtles is only shot at self-esteem.
Come on, Jerry.
You're lucky, darling. The kid was gonna lose. He didn't stand a chance against Lightning.
As ridiculous as this is, DJ, Jerry clearly could have beaten that turtle.
Yeah, well, maybe in a distance race, but not in a sprint.
My baby brother could mop the floor with that reptile.
Yeah, well, I got $10 that says otherwise.
You're on.
Need five on the turtle. Never punch a TV, son. There are tools for situations like this.
Hey, everyone. Guess what?
You cracked 5'4".
I got a job. I got a really great job.
Call a mover. Call a really great mover.
I don't think you need a mover for 5 sweat socks and a tear-stained diary. Congratulations.
This was right after we went to Disney World and we came back and we're like, we got to say something about what a weird place that was in a lot of ways. Like especially the Mickey does not sit.
Because
we want to take a picture with Mickey Mouse and they go, Mickey does not sit. Mickey is not a comedian or an actor. Mickey is a character and they read us this whole thing. I'm like, man, we... Yeah. So we wanted to...
No, it's even
kind
better
of
than
do a send
that.
Up of that whole thing.
At Edelweiss Gardens Amusement Park.
I thought it was pretty regimented
like the
and therefore.
The whole state. Last year, a whole family got crushed to death on one of those twirling beer steins.
I like that you're all excited for people dying. That's how kids are, huh?
They interviewed me on the spot and said that I was perfect Edelweiss Gardens material.
Rock on, Liebchen.
Well, remember how sad we were last week when we had to leave Disney World? Now it's going to be like I get to live in an amusement park.
You get to wear shorts and knee socks. You won't look like too much of a femme.
I like the laugh.
No. Actually, they said they could probably find a place for me in their art department. I'm going to go call Darlene, and then I'm going to leave notice at the pizza place.
Hey, don't forget your severance pizza.
It's one of those exciting moments when you realize you have to wear one of those horrible outfits to sell the joke. So great, that Lederhosen outfit that he has to, that David has to wear.
I love this
part. Johnny.
Nice room, David.
This is where we're kind
of
making fun of Disneyland.
Yeah, they're making fun of Disneyland.
Swimming pool.
Yeah,
It looks like a really bad cross between a dorm room and like a military barracks.
Yeah, I wanted it to be like a military, like the German military.
Wow, they really fixed this place up.
Don't these banks and banks of fluorescent lights drain your energy?
I think they give you energy.
He was great, wasn't he? We loved him.
Hi, everybody. I'm Doug. I'll be David's roommate. You must be David.
Yeah, hi.
Oh, my, what a fun-looking group.
It's not even noon yet, and the kid's plastered.
This is Mr. and Mrs. Connor, and this is Jackie.
Oh, well, hi, everyone. It's great to have you here. But you should know in the future, there are no visitors allowed in the men's residence.
Oh, well, you don't have to worry about that. David's not very popular.
Okay. Well, I'll go get your welcome to Edelweiss packet for Mr. Schlosser's office.
Who's Mr. Schlosser?
Oh, he's our chief instructor. He's terrific. And I'm not just saying that because I have to.
Great delivery.
He's a great delivery. His roommate in this is, he's hilarious because he has that, I'm forced to smile. I'm faking it, but I love it.
Here comes my Walt Disney joke.
After he died.
Remind me not to eat the
snow cones. Snow cones around here.
Well, you're going to be busy, David.
The list of rules.
Calisthenics at 7. Yeah. Animatronics repair class at 8. You're going to do more before 9 a.m. than most people do all day.
Sounds pretty grueling, bud. You sure you just don't want to get married?
Here you go, David. Everything you need.
Hey, Doug. Doug, I was looking at your itinerary there. I got to tell
you. You really shouldn't read things on the wall in here, Jackie. Say goodbye now, David. Smile practice in 15 minutes.
Turn
into a
cult.
We're going to be friendly to the customers.
Isn't he great?
Yeah, the part where it totally turned from being passive and enjoying this new job to right into a cult.
And there's that one.
Man, David, you're going to be a busy boy around here.
David can handle it. He's one of us now.
There it is again.
I guess we ought to get out of your hair.
Yeah, you guys probably want to take some time, get acquainted, you know, talk about your girlfriends back in the States.
Well, thanks for helping me move in here. And thanks for, you know, everything.
We're still going to be seeing you all the time, David.
Well, yeah. Yeah, now that you can get us into the park for free. or even if we have to pay, you know, because that'd be darn well
Lori.
Worth it.
Lori saves.
We should go.
Yeah. Her saves or turns. Her turns are just so genius.
She starts something and then she realizes that she wasn't supposed to say it, and her whole face lights up and she gets all uncomfortable.
I like how she studied Barney Fife's character to do it.
I know.
Remember to write us every day.
Donuts.
And don't forget to include a photo of yourself holding up that day's newspaper.
How do you get used to these ties? Getting up so early.
Oh, one sets one's mind to it. Simply a matter of dominating the will.
Well, see, I'm usually the dominatee.
Good morning.
Morning, Mr. Schlosser.
Good morning, Mr. Schlosser.
I think we probably were accused of being a cult at some point.
Are you fresh to our ranks?
The show.
Yes, sir.
Because we did everything so different. You remember when we first came on and everybody was up in arms that we were so different?
How are
it wasn't the right kind of American atmosphere.
Nice people. Mm-hmm.
And then the reality was that that's how normal people lived, and everybody didn't.
They never had seen any normal people.
Yeah, there were no normal people on television.
Thank you, Mr. Healy. Today's topic is character assimilation. This is where you learn not just to play, but to be the park's signature mascot, Hans the Hare.
Sorry. It's just that button nose. I couldn't help myself.
Yes, Hans is very funny. But remember, Hans is not purely a comedian like a Stan Laurel or a Sinbad. Hans is an all-around entertainer. He sings, he dances, he has a fitness video.
It's a full body workout. It's wonderful.
Now that you've read your Hans the Hare manual, tell me, what is this Hans doing wrong?
Hans the Hare.
Hans the Hare.
Hans does not wave constantly, but intermittently. Good.
He doesn't wave constantly, but intermittently.
Hans only spins clockwise.
Excellent.
That's from there saying, Mickey is not an actor.
What is Hans doing wrong now?
Mickey is a personality, and he does not speak.
Ears aren't pointing to 10
Mickey doesn't shake hands. Mickey doesn't speak. Remember that whole long thing?
He doesn't turn
around. Doesn't sit. It was because they said, we wanted him to sit on the bench. And they go, Mickey doesn't sit.
Right.
They're like dead serious.
And they're like, he can't put his arm around you. You remember that? He can't put his arm around you.
Hans doesn't sit.
A sitting bunny is an invitation to mayhem.
Listen, Mr. Schlosser, I'm not sure I'm supposed to be here learning about how to play Hans. I draw. I paint. I was told I was going to be in the art department.
How many of you here are on the waiting list for the art department? Mr. Healy, if you're having second thoughts about joining the Edelweiss family, then by all means, vacate your room and leave.
Vacate my room? No, Mr. Schlosser.
Isn't he a great actor?
I'll stay and I'll be the best damn...
They said he was nude on Broadway and getting standing ovations.
Hans the Hare
really?
Ever
he's
was.
Doing some play where he's nude on Broadway.
Great.
I gotta go see it when I go to New York. He's a great actor.
That's such good timing.
I filled out forms when we got this prison job. Every day they sent me something new. Getting writer's cramp.
See if they got any forms for workman's comp. Hey,
now
I heard
Dan
something on the news about these government
job.
Contractors getting all these kickbacks.
Here you go.
You know?
Forks fade in the future. Government kickbacks
right,
by the contractors.
Yep.
Check into it.
Yep.
I'm sorry, but we already subscribed to the Watchtower. What the hell are you knocking for?
Well, it's just that I haven't lived here for 2 whole weeks. I don't want to be impolite.
This is when you start
realizing
there's a problem with him.
That he's brainwashed. He's not David, he's brainwashed.
At Edelweiss, we're supposed to be nice all the time.
Plus the plaster down hair.
Yeah.
So how is everyone?
Must have taken him hours to do that.
But I won't be till you take off that stupid tie. I need it so I can shoot up.
I'd really rather keep it on. Besides, I like looking nice. We have this little Hans the Hare motto. My teeth brushed white, clothes wrinkle free. I'm Hans the Hare, and I love me! Then we kind of hop around a little.
You won't be doing that here. What other stuff they got you doing there?
Well, first they had me on The Crusades Adventure, but soon I might
always
be working
thought,
on The Fortress
Johnny
of Fun,
was a,
or maybe
a
even
little
Das
better
Grass
version
Bottom
of.
Have they got any adventures that don't have something
Johnny
to do with
Depp.
War? You know, like something happy.
I think
happy,
he's a lighter
like,
version.
Little
bears a lighter version
yeah.
of Johnny
yeah.
Depp.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I just think
my area, but
just
you know what
his,
I mean.
His personality is a little lighter.
Well, I'm sure there are other rides, but I don't know the whole park yet.
Well, you better not let Hans
the
Hare find out about that. He'll give you some
for
demerits.
Comedy, and he can be so serious.
How do you know about the demerits?
Yeah. You've got to be kidding me.
He changes
no.
back and forth between being so serious and being upset. So... I mean, just.
Correction school. What's that?
Don't you think he could play a pirate
no,
on the Caribbean?
This is
whatever.
Brainwashing camp.
He could be a good one.
And I put the correct weight on my driver's license.
I love Johnny Depp. He is my
this
god.
This might not mean much to you, but it's very important to me that I make this job work.
Hey, David. Looking good.
I'm going to go comb my hair. I'm feeling a little unkempt. Thank you for the compliment, Mr. Connor.
Would you look at that? Our David's turning into a man.
No, he's not. He's turning into some kind of button-down corporate rabbit robot. And the really scary thing is, did you see that tie? It's not even a clip-on.
No, Roseanne, he's just trying to be part of a team. Team sports made me what I am today. You made me what I am today. But team sports got me ready for you.
We've got to help him, Dan.
No, we got to let go. He's over 18. And remember, as much as we love David, he's not really our son.
Well, not according to our last tax returns.
Pardon me, Hans.
Oh, hi. You can call me David.
That's all right, Hans. You know, I've always had a thing for Hans the hare. I often dream that I'm even married to Hans. I know that's silly. Or is it?
Team leader in the room.
All right, everyone. We're expecting a full park today. And I want to see a lot of children with happy faces. Because a happy face is...
a repeat customer.
People, today ends the 2-week probation period of our newest Hans the Hare. And in keeping with the grand Edelweiss Gardens tradition, Hans, today your head will be placed on by none other than the very first ever Hans the Hare.
Never do anything to disgrace the bunny.
Where's David Healy?
Here I am, the resistance spider.
How did you get past the security goats?
Well, actually, I had no problem at all. Perhaps it was my lucky rabbit's foot.
Ma'am, I'm going to have to ask you to leave the magic rabbit
hole. Al, I'm going to have to ask you to kiss my ass.
Uh-oh, look at how odds, Eric.
Which one of you is David Healy?
They have no identity. They won't answer to any name except the one we've given them.
David Healy, the kid who secretly hates animals. The kid who told me the buffalo got what they deserved. Which one of you is David now?
Hans, put your head back on.
Don't do it, David.
Once the head is on, it does not come off.
David, no. Good. You don't know how many pimply-faced teenagers have put their heads in there.
Hans, follow your training.
I like how the guy totally goes Star Wars.
I trained you first, David. Here, sniff my hand to remember. Training.
Mrs. Connor, why are you doing this? Why are you trying to make me go home?
5 words, David. You're dressed like a rabbit.
You're giving me a job, a place to stay. I've been at your house too long.
But, David, you don't have to sell out everything you believe in just to pay the rent.
I like it here.
No, you don't, David. You just think you do because it's so easy. They do all your thinking for you. They make all your decisions for you. They say hop, and you say how high?
3 inches.
Wake up, David. This place wants to be Disney World, but it's just some creepy fascist copy. I mean, today it's, hi, I'm Hans the Hare, welcome to the park, but tomorrow it's, I was only following orders.
I don't know what to do.
Well, I do. You're going to go home with me. Now, that is, if they let you.
Of course, Mr. Healy is free to leave. All Edelweiss Garden employees have complete freedom.
You say they have freedom. But do they really?
Here's my
are they free my after resistance work to go spider sit and speech. Have a beer and trash their boss like you can
all
on any other job?
Corporate America.
No. And yet this place claims to represent what America stands for. Well, my America stands for more than $5 to park, $30 to get in, and $5 tasteless bunny-shaped hamburgers. Now, if you will excuse us, David and I are going to get in my crappy car, drive along that polluted river where we could get carjacked or forced off the road by drunks, pull up in front of our house and run in before we are robbed, because that, mister, is my America, and I thank God we're free to enjoy it.
My favorite part of this show,
no,
though, is when
Connor.
I get a deprogramming
come up so
here.
I can help people
yeah, where
I
was like trying to break him up. The programming.
The Hans way.
I'm trying to brainwash or to deprogram him. This was what, at the time where deprogramming your children after they were abducted by cults was big.
You're introspective. And you
that couple of years there.
I'm not listening.
Listen to me, David. We don't whistle while we work. We grumble and complain and encourage others to do likewise.
No.
Let me tell you a little something about your Edelweiss Gardens, David. It's mediocre food and mediocre fun at best. And you know why I know that, David? Because I am an expert on what is mediocre. That's good. You hate me now, don't you, David? Admit it. You're feeling hate. You hate me right now, don't you?
No, I don't. You're a paying customer, and I respect and admire you.
Well, look at his smile. We can't get him to... That's funny.
Right, respect and admire you.
Oh, I remember. He said, I said, how hard can
Rabbit
I hit? And he said,
and goats are not
I can hit him really, really hard. Look at his cheeks.
His cheeks are red.
Gotta
go.
I did go.
There. Welcome home, son.
He finally broke.
He finally broke.
That was fun.